Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Homecoming Week. Spirit Week is in full effect on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday was roll out of bed day. Today we actually had to get ready for work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you guys like roll out of bed day, or did it make you like sleepy because you're just like in your work in your pajamas?
I loved it. Anytime there's like a themed day, it makes it easier to get out of bed for sure.
Yeah, a little more excited.
Yeah, and you're a little more comfortable. I mean, I felt very
I was definitely tired.
Were you more tired?
Yeah.
Guys,
but I didn't mind it.
Yesterday, I wore a sock puppet onesie. It was what some would consider sexy.
Yeah.
That's what I kept hearing around the office.
Right.
Some people felt like it might have been work inappropriate because the sex appeal was so high.
Well, right.
Then yesterday we got out earlier, and so my son just started like doing like a gymnastics class.
Yep.
I never get to go to it. I was like, oh, I can roll out to it, and so I had no idea what to expect with this class. I didn't realize there was going to be so many people, but I went with my sock puppet.
Oh my god!
Onesie on, and man, did I get a lot of looks.
I don't even know what to say about that. You might end up on a list somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what the funniest part about it is, like, my kids barely react. They're just like, hi, Dad. They just wave
this
kid going.
Yeah. That's our guy.
But all the moms that were there were just like, what is this guy doing? And so I either thought two things. People thought, this guy is really interesting. He's, like, stylish. Because people don't really understand fashion. They act like they understand fashion. But if someone's wearing a onesie, they're kind of like, is that in style now? That this guy must be trendy. Or they think he's an idiot.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Well, think about that. Think about the shopping in pajama pants. I mean, that trend, is that gone away? I don't think so. I think people still
I don't know
do
if that
it.
Was ever a trend, but
I don't know if I know about that one.
If it was a trend, I was
no,
into it.
People,
I'd be into it.
I understand
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, you've seen people in their pajamas or in their pajama pants going to the grocery store.
That's
going to
be the trend I stick
I
in.
I mean, Stay yesterday in. Morning, I had to fill up my gas tank in my robe that I wore to work, so that was fun.
Yeah. But yeah, the looks I got, I was like, guys, it's like, I know I look good, but just chill out. I'm not a piece of meat.
Lay off me.
Today's going to be, so like, it's so funny because we're on different decades that were like some of our favorite decades and things like that. And it's like, we decided like, it's like basically our different eras or decades because just Taylor Swift owns everything now.
Right.
Yes. Right.
But we'll post a picture up and talk to you about which ones we chose at 7:35 every single day. We're excited to continue Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
First day kindergartner Cameron faced one of the scariest moments when he was accidentally dropped off at the wrong location by his school bus driver. That literally is like the worst thing that could happen. But he was wandering around. He was scared. He didn't know exactly where he was. So he just sat on a curb and kind of just waited.
Yeah.
And luckily, Lavelle Moore, who is an Amazon delivery driver and a dad himself, like noticed this little boy sitting on the curb, like on a street, looking scared and confused, wearing his backpack. So he went up to him and he's like, is everything okay? Like, where are you? And Cameron admitted that he was lost and he didn't know where he was. And luckily, the little boy knew his mom's phone number. So the Amazon driver gave the little boy his phone and the little boy was able to call his mom and was able to pick him up. The mom said, I cannot express how deeply grateful I am that he noticed and recognized something was wrong and pulled over to stop. And so, another amazing thing about this story is Amazon heard about it and they are really like recognizing his, like the employee who stopped. They're really recognizing him, shouting him out. And a spokesperson confirms that Moore will be highly recognized within the company for his acts of kindness.
With well, a awesome. Bonus, they got a lot of money. This somebody can just do the bonus, right?
I know.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom Bezos, you know, my son's 3. We're trying to get him to like learn like our address and stuff like that. Cause like good for him to know his phone number. We don't know our address yet. We just say Manchester a lot. He lives on Manchester, which everything's on Manchester. We don't live on Manchester, but everything else.
I was gonna say I've been to your house you do not live on Manchester.
We're not far from Manchester, and everything is on Manchester. So if he just gets to Manchester, we're close.
One end of Missouri to the other.
Right. Yeah, right. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account. It's together.cu.org/empower.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals game time. It's the Cardinals and the Rockies. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer. First pitch is at 7:40 on our sister station, KMOX.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. If you haven't heard, we're doing Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Maga Show. So we're taking it back to school dances.
Mm-hmm.
Where you'd have that fun week of school where each day was a different theme. We'll tell you what today's theme is at 7:25. But if you want to see yesterday's back to school Spirit Week roll out of bed day pictures, they're on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show, and you will see the sexiest onesie anyone's ever worn.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait until you guys see today's post that we're going to make later. At what time, Brett?
7:25.
7:25. They're leveled up from yesterday. We'll just say that.
So the poll of the day takes us back to the school lunchroom, and that is, if you got it in your lunch, what was the best snack? Or like, I'm not trading. Or everyone was trying to trade with you.
For me, it was my Lil Bites chocolate chip mini muffins. Oh, I brought those every single day to high school, literally every single day. My poor mother dropped so much money on those things. They're expensive, and only 4 of them come in a pack, so I was very not willing to share because I only got 4 of them, but they were so good.
That was always
good.
My knock on the Lil Bites. It's like I wanted more of them. Yeah. I just gobbled them up.
Yeah, absolutely no sharing.
Mine, too, was a snack cake. If you got a Hostess Ho-Ho.
The Ho-Ho?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kevin loves the Ho-Hos.
The Swiss rolls are so good, but you get 2 of them?
Oh, I thought Swiss rolls over Ho-Ho. So Swiss rolls was one of my like number one contenders. I was either Swiss roll, but you know what I really thought was outside the box that I did really get excited? Was like Snack Pack. I feel like very Billy Madison.
Yeah. Yes.
But you get a snack pack, you're like, damn, what did I do? Like, especially a chocolate vanilla mixture. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You would be
What is a snack pack?
Oh, it's the pudding.
The chocolate snack pack. Pudding.
Yeah. I've never called it snack pack.
It's in Billy Madison. It's like, where's my snack pack?
Right. It shows that your parents cared even more because they gave you a spoon.
You gave a spoon. You got a spoon. Like, man, when you got a snack pack, you knew something was going on.
Those
man.
Were good.
AB, what was it for you?
I feel like it was zebra cakes for me.
I never got zebra cakes. I would always try to trade them. You couldn't get a good trade for a zebra cake. People liked them.
Yeah, I loved those. Yeah.
I know. I feel like now as an adult, I just want to eat zebra cakes just because I could never get them. You couldn't get a good trade for
just
a zebra
cake. Just to get back in the olden days.
You'd have to do like a 2-for-1 to get a zebra cake or something like that.
Slip a 20 in there.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Aaron, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So, Aaron, it's going to be you versus Hannah, 5 pop culture questions. Hannah, you have to leave the room.
All right.
All right. So, Aaron, Hannah's leaving. Same 5 questions. Ty will go towards Hannah. because it's Hannah's school. What sport did Shaq play?
Basketball.
Comedian and roaster that is doing Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime in a segment called Late Hits.
What's her name? Eliza Schlesinger.
Millie Bobby Brown had a second wedding in Italy this weekend. Thanks for the invite, Millie. She played what character in Stranger Things?
Elle.
Yeah, that's that. She goes by.
Oh, you're right. Elle,
oh,
you're right.
Say, which is 11. Yeah. It's 11, yeah. But she. I was going to say, well, she goes by Elle. Yeah. They do shorten it. Michael Keaton stars in Beetlejuice, but has played what superhero?
Batman.
And who is the voice of Woody in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks.
All right, 4 out of 5 for Aaron. We're going to see if Hannah, how she does, okay?
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Hannah's walking back into the room. Aaron just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Our listener friend Aaron crushed it. 4 out of 5.
Okay.
So Hannah could not hear the questions when she was outside the room. We'll see if Hannah can get more right than Aaron. A tie will go towards Hannah. This is Hannah's school. It's Hannah's homeschool is on, all right?
I'm kind of nervy.
Same 5 pop culture questions I asked Aaron. Let's start with a sports question.
No.
What sport did Shaq play?
Shaq was a football player.
Off the bat, we missed.
Wow. Oh,
what?
Basketball.
Basketball.
One of the most iconic basketball players of all time.
I was O'Neal. So confident.
You are. Well, he does kind of look like a guy who could tackle people. One of the most.
I thought he would be a linebacker.
Nope. Los Angeles Lakers, Orlando Magic, Miami Heat. This is just some teams he played for. All right, can't miss for the rest of the way out. Comedian and roaster that is doing Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime, a segment called Late Hits. This is the question Aaron missed, by the way. Who is the comedian / roaster that is doing Thursday Night Football in an Amazon Prime segment called Late Hits?
Any hints?
We covered it in the Hollywood hashtag when you were out sick.
Oh, perfect.
So I know you were focused. And
That was a really good day for me. I was totally locked in the whole time. I'm going to say Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser is correct.
Okay,
wow.
Good.
All right.
I told you I was listening.
Yeah, you sounded like it. Millie Bobby Brown had a second wedding in Italy this weekend. She played what character in Stranger Things?
I didn't watch Stranger Things. Okay. I think I'm the only person in America who didn't. 11?
11, yes, that 11. Is correct.
Wow. Okay, that's the only character
just
I knew.
Just hanging on each time, Aaron. She just stays alive. Superhero question now. Man, this is just going, Hannah's going through the gauntlet here. Michael Keaton stars in Beetlejuice, but he also played what superhero?
Spider-Man?
No!
No! I was so close this whole time!
Batman!
I should have said Batman. Everybody and their brother's been Batman!
And who is the voice of Woody in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
3 out of 5. Aaron gets the win!
Nice job.
That's a really hard loss for me. I was trying very hard.
Aaron gets the win. And Hannah, you got to say?
This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Aaron.
Hannah's homeschool!
Better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where I just read headlines and then Hannah tells me either to keep it moving or not based off just the headline. Look, we all know life is busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock. We look at the trendy news stories and then we scroll through them just quick as possible. Like, this is which are the world's best companies?
We'll take it. Yeah.
Apple's number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, of
figures.
Course.
Could have guessed that.
Accenture?
Never heard of it.
Microsoft, BMW, and then Amazon.
I was going to say Amazon better be on that list.
Yeah, people like working for Amazon. I've always heard that, actually. Coffee badging.
What does that mean?
Remote workers, kind of like Amazon, are being asked to come back into the office, and people are doing something called coffee badging, where you swipe your office badge in your in-person requirements and then leave as soon as possible, so it looks like you showed up, and then, like, you, so in case they check your, like,
you just got coffee, but it shows that you were at the office.
Yeah, that's what they call
it. Our coffee is so good at this office that our building has apartments at the top of it, and someone that lived in the apartments for a hot second was coming down to our office floor to get our coffee. Yeah,
I forgot that happened.
They are now detained.
How bad is it to decline a social invitation?
How how bad.
It's not. So one of the things they said, they did a study. They found that people overestimate the negative consequences of saying no to an invitation. Researchers conducted a series of 5 different studies and both real life and hypothetical scenarios. And every single person thought, oh my God, these people are going to be so mad at me if I say no, I can't do the social event. And basically nothing happened in effect of friendship. But we all went into panic mode when we had to say no, whether it was a real life scenario or a fake scenario.
Rejection is in for 2024.
Yeah, like no one's going to care. You just
it's
say
actually
no.
Actually,
yeah.
Transparency.
Yeah, I've been rejecting social invitations forever. It's just, no, it's great. Starbucks introduces a new latte.
You know, I got Dunkin' this morning, so I'm on a Dunkin' train right now. Keep it moving.
They said it tastes like a pecan pie, but you'll never know about it. Gen Z is bringing back this 90s toy.
What is it?
All right, timer's going off. I'll finish it. The Tamagotchis, those little devices.
Yeah.
It's a virtual pet.
We had to raise it and feed it. It was all virtually, yeah.
Yeah, the $20 toy has gone under a new revamp. And people are saying they're bringing them back, and Gen Z is loving them, and they're now they're taking care of their Tamagotchis.
I'm surprised
again.
It's not just an app.
I know, right? Yeah. It's not even like, remember getting the big on the keychain, and
yep.
Mine would always die. Now I'm a dad. Oh. That's not a good sign.
Oh.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day. People will be jealous if you get it right. This is the number one food we hated as a kid, but we love now.
I'm going to say oatmeal. I was always like very underpleased when that would be for breakfast. But now AB and I eat it every single morning here in the studio. We always look forward to our oatmeal.
Yep.
I feel like oatmeal no one really loves. You just like look at it. And
I love it.
I really liked my oatmeal this morning.
You don't even, first off, you guys don't eat oatmeal. You just put a bunch of sugar in there.
No, I put peanut butter and
peanut
strawberries.
Peanut butter, sugar, strawberries.
We don't put sugar.
Brown sugar. You guys got it all going on. And then you're like, oh yeah, there's oatmeal at the bottom of this thing.
this is a food. This is not a beverage, right?
It is a food.
Okay. Because I was thinking coffee was the beverage.
Mm.
I don't know why. I know you guys probably still hate it. I'm going with broccoli.
Okay. I love broccoli.
All right, see, there you go. It's a good guess. Kevin's closer.
I was thinking broccoli. I was also thinking Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts would be mine. I hated Brussels sprouts.
Same. I love them.
Now it's good. Like, you can get it as an appetizer and stuff like that. It's legit. It's not Brussels sprouts. That's what I thought it would be. And it's not broccoli. We're in the right area, though. That answer's coming our way in 2 songs.
Mega Minds.
This is the number one food we hated as kids, but we love now.
AB and I's friend Mr. Metal texted in and said salad. I think that's a really good one.
It's a good one. Because you're always like, oh man, salad. But then like adults just act like they like salad because they order it. They're like, oh, I'm being healthy. I'll get the salad. But they don't really secretly like it.
I've really been on a Caesar salad kick recently, so don't come for me. Teresa texted in and said chili. Teacher Suzanne said spinach. April says beets or cabbage. Phil says pickles. And then lots of people are saying asparagus. That's Abby it. Says cauliflower.
Asparagus.
Oh,
it's asparagus.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't like asparagus. I feel like it tastes like nothing.
I like it.
Really? I get too scared of the pee to eat asparagus.
That's what you're like self-conscious about it?
Yeah, I don't want to be in a stall and someone be like, oh, we know what that girl's been doing.
Eating asparagus?
Right.
Yeah.
We know she's been up to eating asparagus.
Mega Minds.
We like you. That's why we've gone commercial free for your entire ride to work or school, wherever you're headed. It's Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Maga Show.
Woohoo!
Big announcement for Homecoming Spirit Week. We have locked in our Friday night lights. Kevin is so excited. So Homecoming Spirit Week, like basically what you used to do in high school, where you'd get dressed up in different themes. We're doing it all week, and it's going to end with us playing football at the end of the week. We're not joking. Kevin's nervous. Kevin was bragging that he could have been somebody in his football days. Now he's going to have to prove it.
Yeah, I could have been somebody 30 years ago.
We want to see if he still got it. Where are we going to play at?
We're going to play at my alma mater, Rockwood Summit High School in Fenton. And it's actually their homecoming week as well. So I thought it was perfect.
All right. So on Friday, a video will drop of us seeing if we still got what it takes of us working the football field. We're going to go to practice and see if we can still hang with these kids, Kev.
Okay.
Oh, Okay.
Kev is so anxious.
I'll go.
I can hang with the coaches.
Yeah, the water boy. We'll see who's the last one standing.
The water boy. I love it.
But every single day, it's a different theme. If you want to see what we look like in our PJs and what we sleep with, you can go to our Instagram, Brad Maga Show, and you'll also see the pictures of theme day number two, which is different decades.
Yeah, it's decades / eras day. But it's if we just called it eras day, then everybody would think we were Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. But basically, Taylor's now made it everything an era.
Right.
So now eras is now the new decades. So we all picked out our different favorite decades. Hannah, which decade did you go in?
I am early 2000s decade era. This is my favorite decade for so many reasons. I love this time in my life. I love the clothes. I love the music. I am currently wearing a all velvet tracksuit, and I love it. And one of those like headbands that pushes your hair back and makes it look like it's braided. Love this, wore it all the time, and I seriously am going to be adding this exact outfit into my regular routine because I realized just how comfortable it was. I don't know why the velvet tracksuits ever went away. I mean, guys, they're awesome.
Right. I think they're becoming back popular again, aren't they?
Yeah, is that a thing? Because I, too, wore a tracksuit.
Kevin's tracksuit out, but you're like in the athletic wear.
Yeah, I'm more in the late 80s, early 90s tracksuit
days.
Yeah,
like you could hang out with like
MC Hammer.
Yes. MC Hammer. And
or that's my age. I'm in the late 80s, early 90s. This is my retirement gear.
Run DMC
right now.
And stuff like that. Yeah. Good.
Well, I'm 50s. I have like a little poodle skirt and a poof in my hair. And I got the, what are these shoes called?
Penny loafers?
No.
They look like tap shoes to me. I don't know what they are.
They look like, you know, if you're fans of Sesame Street, the shoes that Bert wears is what she's wearing.
They look like bowling shoes.
Yeah, they look like bowling shoes. Those were very popular.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm in 80s denim on denim look over baggy big
and
denim.
I love it.
You think
and I can't get enough of Brett's outfit.
No, I can't. I keep telling him he should just wear this every day.
This is my look. She's like, this, you should have just how I should
you
dress every
cool.
day.
You look cool. Finally.
Why do we have to say finally?
We've
I felt like
been
I had a moment.
Waiting for you to look cool, right, and finally you do.
If you guys want to see what I look like when I look cool, go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show.
Hannah also said she'd never been more proud of him than during his solo photo shoot out there.
Oh,
I'm the
guys.
Most awkward person ever to take photos.
You
but I
felt
cool,
cool in That's the right. pictures, you and you
cool,
finally,
you cool.
they look awesome, and AB, I'm going to shout her out. I've told her 326 times how adorable she looks in her little poodle skirt.
Why did we move on from me being cool? You just quickly moved on. Like, we were focusing on how cool I looked, and how I was rocking that photo
shoot. Yeah, denim on denim.
Brett Maga Show on Instagram if you want to see me look cool, and the poof. We appreciate you. We're still commercial free. How did you cheat? At least back in school. Since we're doing Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Maga Show, and if you want to see us in our different decades, you can go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show on Instagram. Teachers, or just you as like a grown adult, admit it. How do people cheat on like tests or on homework? 314-531-9898. I'm really curious if there's teachers out there listening right now. Like, has cheating changed? Because like, technology, AI, like how are kids cheating nowadays? Because for me, back in the day, the number one thing I would do is just like put something in my calculator, like a little piece of paper, fold it up and hide it, and then like stick it, you know, behind the case, and then you just unfold it out slowly.
Classic.
When they had the answers. Like that was the go-to move back in the day, right?
Yeah, and I think people caught on to that. So then they moved into what I used to do, which was I used to write in pencil on the table and then put my water bottle over my writing and then move my water bottle. But terrible idea. One, because if your water bottle is like sweating or something, it'll blur out all your writing. And second of all, I'll never forget my junior year of high school. I got caught doing this on my econ final. Oh my gosh, I was mortified. I thought I was a good student as I was cheating, and my teacher looked at me and he said, "Hannah, I really thought you were better than this."
That's
and that has stayed in my brain all these years later because I still feel so guilty for that, but that used to be my move back in the day.
You should have looked him in the eye and said, "Well, you were wrong.
You were wrong."
And now I need to finish this test. Thank you. Can you move out of the way?
Yeah, once you get caught, you stop doing it. I was a purveyor. I was the guy who tried to look around the room, the other answers.
That's what
other...
you just over the top?
Yeah.
You know what I try to do that on is my ACT.
That's the worst one to do it on.
Because I heard they got different tests. No, I did a terrible score. I had to retake it. Yeah. It's like, that was a bad idea. Right. I thought I was always the guy who was looking for the angle. So I thought, oh, I'll just copy off of Jessica McCormick. She was really smart. And I was like, hey, well, Jessica, let me see your ACT. So she just moved her hand out of the way and I filled in all her answers and I like did really bad. And I was like, oh.
She probably had book B and you had
Yeah, I was
going to
say, right. I think the books were different.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I didn't believe them.
Oh my God. But apparently, let me test this theory.
When I got my score back, I believed them. I'm like, oh, they were lying about that. Yeah, so Jessica failed me. What a jerk.
Yeah.
What about you, AB?
I really don't think I cheated.
Shut up. AB would. I would never cheat.
I had so much anxiety while I was in school, and I knew, like, if I cheated one time, I would get caught. Like, I just knew that I would be the person, I would get caught, and I would be so embarrassed and probably just, like, cry.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah, right. I knew that.
You're too nerdy. So sit by the go sit next to the teachers.
I was always in the AV suite. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We'd be sitting at the lunch table and you'd be eating in the classroom next to your favorite teacher.
Genuinely, yeah. I would eat lunch in the AV suite like 90% of the time.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I loved
it. What a loser!
Stop it.
Hey, I'm trying to cheat off her paper here. Don't move her too far away.
Yeah. How did you used to cheat back in the day? And if there's any teachers out there, how has cheating evolved? Has the game stepped up and how do they do it now? 314-531-9898. Because you know teachers know. They know how we cheat. We're celebrating Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Maga Show, so you can see us all in our different decades. We got people wearing poodle skirts and the track suits and denim on denim, and AB has literally said, this is the coolest I've ever looked. So if you want to see me at the coolest I've ever looked, go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on IG.
A one-time site. Just kidding.
So it made us think back in the day, like the high school days, like how did you used to cheat? And has cheating evolved? If there's any teachers out there, how are kids cheating? Because we think the teachers don't know. But they know. 314-531. Poof. We appreciate you. We're still commercial free. How did you cheat? At least back in school. Since we're doing Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Maga Show, and if you want to see us in our different decades, you can go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show on Instagram. Teachers, or just you, as like a grown adult, admit it. How do people cheat on like tests or homework? 314-531-9898. I'm really curious if there's teachers out there listening right now. Like, has cheating changed? Because of, like, technology, AI? Like, how are kids cheating nowadays? Because for me, back in the day, the number one thing I would do is just, like, put something in my calculator, like a little piece of paper, fold it up and hide it, and then, like, stick it, you know, behind the case, and then you just unfold it out slowly.
Classic.
When they had the answers. Like, that was the go-to move back in the day, right?
Yeah, and I think people caught on to that. So then they moved into what I used to do, which was I used to write in pencil on the table and then put my water bottle over my writing and then move my water bottle. But terrible idea. One, because if your water bottle is, like, sweating or something, it'll blur out all your writing. And second of all, I'll never forget my junior year of high school, I got caught doing this on my econ final. Oh my gosh, I was mortified. I thought I was a good student as I was cheating, and my teacher looked at me and he said, "Hannah, I really thought you were better than this."
That's
and
what they
that
say.
Has stayed in my brain all these years later because I still feel so guilty for that, but that used to be my move back in the day.
You should have looked him in the eye and said, "Well, you were wrong.
You were wrong."
And now I need to finish this test. Thank you. Can you move out of the way?
Yeah, once you get caught, you stop doing it. I was a purveyor. I was the guy who tried to look around the room, the other answers.
That's what you just over the top. Yeah. You know what I try to do that on is my ACT.
That's the worst one to do it on.
Because I heard they got different tests. No, I did a terrible score. I had to retake it. Yeah. It's like, that was a bad idea. Right. I thought I was always the guy who was looking for the angle. So I thought, oh, I'll just copy off of Jessica McCormick. She was really smart. And I was like, hey, well, Jessica, let me see your ACT. So she just moved her hand out of the way and I filled in all her answers and I like did really bad. And I was like, oh.
She probably had book B and you had book A.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I think the books were different.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I didn't believe them.
Oh my God. But apparently, Let me test this theory.
When I got my score back, I believed them. I'm like, oh, they were lying about that. Yeah, so Jessica failed me. What a jerk.
Yeah.
What about you, AB?
I really don't think I cheated.
Shut up. AB would. I would never cheat.
I had so much anxiety while I was in school, and I knew, like, if I cheated one time, I would get caught. Like, I just knew that I would be the person, I would get caught, and I would be so embarrassed and probably just, like, cry.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah, right. I knew that.
You're too nerdy. So sit by the go sit next to the teachers.
I was always in the AV suite. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We'd be sitting at the lunch table and you'd be eating in the classroom next to your favorite teacher.
Genuinely, yeah. I would eat lunch in the AV suite like 90% of the time.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I loved
it.
What
a loser.
Stop it.
Hey, I'm trying to cheat off her paper here. Okay? Don't move her too far away.
Yeah. How did you used to cheat back in the day? And if there's any teachers out there, how has cheating evolved? Like, has the game stepped up and how do they do it now? 314-531-9898. Because you know teachers know. They know how we cheat. We're celebrating Homecoming Spirit Week on the Brett Maga Show. So you can see us all in our different decades. We got people wearing poodle skirts and the track suits and denim on denim, and AB has literally said, this is the coolest I've ever looked. So if you want to see me at the coolest I've ever looked, go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on IG.
A one-time site. Just kidding.
So it made us think back in the day, like the high school days, like how did you used to cheat? And has cheating evolved? If there's any teachers out there, how are kids cheating? Because we think the teachers don't know. But they know. 314-531-9898. Jeanette, how did you used to cheat back in the day?
Well, I hope none of my teachers are listening. but I write my answers on the back of my erasers.
How did you have, like, one of the biggest, fattest erasers ever? Just like,
big pink ones?
Yeah.
That's so funny that you just have, like, literally you could have, like, one. Because they sell those big ones. And you just, like, what is the teacher going to say?
Like a block.
Yeah, a block. I need a block eraser. I make a lot of mistakes and have to second guess it sometimes. Thank you for the call, Jeanette. Sarah, how did you used to cheat back in the day?
So when I was in high school, I wanted to make money. And so I used to sell chapsticks that had the pre-calc and some of the SAT cheat codes on them. Huh. And I sell them for I would make them. If there's a way you can make stickers pretty much out of anything. You just need scotch tape and a piece of paper. So I would write in the tiniest writing and then rip off the old labeling for like Aquaphor or like chapstick or Carmex. And then I would just put it over it. None of the teachers ever found out. I did it all 4 years at high school. I made some serious bank.
Yeah, how much?
A pop?
So each tube was about. I would charge people about $3 to $4, depending on which one it was. I couldn't use the EOS ones because clearly those do not have any writing on them.
They're like little circles.
Yeah. So they would. Luckily for me, because I lived in a smaller town, the kids knew not to open their mouth, and it was a Catholic school, so if you got caught cheating, it was bad.
Oh
so
my god, you literally had a whole business out of
this. Yeah, it's like the cartel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and nobody knew about it at all. And it was funny because 2 years later, I ran into somebody I went to high school with, and they were like, you saved my ass. It's SAT.
Yeah.
Dang, I needed you to sit next to, not Jessica McCormick.
The fact that you were only selling them for $3 or $4 and you made bank off of it could just tell how successful your business was.
Yeah.
Honestly, when you said $3 or $4, I thought you meant 100.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, no, because we would also, another thing we would do is we would like trade stuff as well. So like totally did some like medieval type of stuff.
This is like a whole ecosystem. It's crazy.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a movie about you later. Like this is how the scam that ran through the Catholic school in the small town.
Well, and it was it's awesome because like I ran into another. I actually ran into a guy I used to date in high school, and he was like, "I found one of your tubes of or your tubes of chapstick that I bought from you, like in the back of my duffel bag. I forgot it was even there."
He's going to sell it to his kid one day.
What a scam. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing in on that scam.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't believe Master Chief.
Yes.
Wow, that was awesome. Teacher Suzanne, how do kids cheat?
Well, this was before they had the cordless AirPods.
Okay.
So one of my kids, I used to let them listen to music during, like, when they were taking tests.
Okay.
They don't anymore because of this student. He decided that he recorded all of the answers to the test. And
genius.
Really smart. But he turned it on before he got his headphones completely plugged in, and the whole class heard it.
Oh! recording started playing.
He's like, I swear that's the newest Eminem.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it goes. Hey,
it's the remix.
Number one is A, number two is B, three is C. That's how it goes. AB, you said you never cheated, that you were just too good, but your sister, Lauren, does not agree.
What?
That was you. She was a cheater. But thank you. This is the cool version of the family.
Truly.
So, Lauren, cool sister, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How did you cheat back in the day? Because you didn't learn anything from your sister.
No, of course not. So, well, first of all, in high school, we had to wear like our little private school skirts. So I would make index cards with like answers and notes and stuff, and I would tape it to the bottom of my skirt and flip it over when I would be sitting and taking the test. But in college, I got a little bit more creative. So my freshman year, it was like COVID, so a lot of my exams were online and proctored. And for some reason, as a journalism major, I had to take this really, really hard like nutrition science class. So I had no other option but to cheat on the final. And
no other option.
It was too hard.
Yeah.
So I taped probably 100 like index cards and notes all around my computer. It was a proctored exam. So I wore my glasses and I pulled them really far down on my nose so you couldn't really see where my pupil was going and looking.
Oh.
And just, it's not over yet. And just to add that little cherry on top, I put a tiny bit of chapstick on the camera to make it slightly blurry so they really couldn't tell where I was looking.
Oh my gosh.
She's the cooler sister. Yeah.
You really learned nothing from me.
Yeah, AB was like, never.
AB's like, no, I would. She'd have to repent for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, she'd be a confessional. Like,
right.
it'd be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool sister Lauren's like, no, that's what I did. And then I went out to the bar afterwards. We got the wrong sister.
It was only when I had to.
Yeah, yeah, because you were forced to. They forced
you
to.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, it was based off obligation.
Basically, cheating and chapstick go hand in hand. Yeah, is what I learned from this segment.
Yeah. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The 30th anniversary of Friends is coming, and in 3 minutes, I'll tell you how the show plans to celebrate it.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
This year is the 30th anniversary of the show Friends. I literally cannot believe it's been 30 years.
That is crazy.
Wow.
And HBO is going to be celebrating with a game show. It's going to be called Fast Friends, and it's going to have different Friends fans doing different puzzles and games, answering trivia questions on the sets of the show, which I think is super, super cool, like Central Perk or the characters' apartments.
I think it's fun. Does it feel like a cash grab to anyone else? Because that's what I thought. I just felt like, I don't know if it's weird for me in this, like, on the heels of Matthew Perry's passing, that just feels like a money grab? Or is it just, like, a fun way to, like, play games that they would have played and it's a way to honor the legacy of what that TV show is? Because I just felt like, what does it have to do with Friends other than you're trying to make money off of people being in New York apartments?
I actually think it's the opposite. I think since it is on the heels of Matthew Perry's death, the crew and the cast wanted to do something like fun and uplifting and bring together the Friends family to do a game show and like have all the fans, you know, get together and maybe, you know, celebrate it and bring back what Friends really stands for, which is having fun and joking around.
And I do think, like, it's a fun game for people to play along while they're watching at home, too, because there's so many super fans out there.
Yeah.
It just felt like, well, there's nothing to do with Friends other than we're gonna recreate the old sets. And everyone's going to tune in and watch it, you know?
Yeah. Talking about super fans, the Central Perk couch just sold for $30,000.
That's crazy.
Whoa. I honestly thought it'd go for more.
Yeah,
people love that thing.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So the production of the show is going to begin next month, and there's not a release date scheduled yet. But once it is, we'll let you know. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Kevin's been hiding stuff from his family. Food. Everyone has done this before, like where you just feel like, man, someone gonna eat this in the house. It might be this last piece of cake. Maybe it's a special snack of yours. You got a secret snack spot. 314-531-9898. Be honest. What food do you have to hide from other people in the house because you're afraid people are going to eat them? Kevin, you've been hiding snacks.
I've been hiding snacks for quite some time. And the problem is my son, Jackson, keeps finding them. So I got to keep finding
them?
New
no.
hiding places. Yeah. And it got to the point, okay.
What snack is it that for you? Anything or just what's your kind of go-to?
I have a sweet tooth, so it was chocolate. Well, he started eating all the chocolate, so I was like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy dark chocolate, because that's, you know, that's an acquired chocolate
a little
taste.
More niche.
Yeah. Ate all the dark chocolate.
So where do you hide it? Where's your spot?
So
where
I were a was couple of hiding spot? It in the pantry up top, trying to get it away from his, you know, because like, it was too tall for him. Well, he's now taller than me, so he can grab anything and find it. So it's like, okay, that's not a thing.
You went with the pantry? Yeah. You got to move outside
well,
the pantry.
And that's the thing. I was like, okay, do I put this in the bedroom? Well, I worry that if I put it in the bedroom, I'm going to forget where I hid it.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple months later, I'm going to be like, why are these ants in my chest of drawers over here? What's going on? So I'm trying to find a new spot. But he just eats everything. In fact, it's a problem in our entire house. Like, my wife, my daughter are the same way. We buy sweets or, like, you know, snacks or donuts or anything, and they're gone, like, the next day.
So you got to hide them. So it's like survival of the fittest over there at the Burgos.
But it's becoming a bigger and bigger problem with the fact that I can't find food that I still enjoy that they don't. Or I can't find food that I enjoy.
Get yourself some broccoli, Kevin. But no one will take that on you, bro.
No.
Or a disguise. Put the chocolate in the broccoli bag.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh. You gotta get like a jar of like black licorice. Nobody really like black licorice. Don't throw that all out there and be like, and then like, oh, Blair. Or right in there, like, gross. Bugs, and then put it in the jar, and then people were like, oh, all right, never mind.
Well,
it's
not. And it's, I can't hide anything I really like. Like, there's certain yogurts or ice creams. I can't do it because you got to freeze those. Mm. I thought about, okay, what if I took it over to my in-law's freezer?
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I'm not going on a drive if I want to have a snack.
Hannah, do you got to hide the vanilla wafers? You're like in the vanilla wafer era. Do you have to hide any snacks?
I am in my vanilla wafer era, and I have to just bring them in the bedroom.
That's where you're hiding spot. Mm-hmm. My wife, I walked downstairs the other day because my wife works from home. She does, therapy sessions. And there was a box of Milano cookies. I'm like, what are you guys doing in therapy sessions over here? Just like, oh, yeah. There's Milano cookies. Like, just sitting there. I'm like, I didn't even know we had Milano cookies. The thing was empty, too. Mm-hmm. She's been hiding stuff in her office. Guys, she's sneaking off the cookies in the office.
Office is a good space. The bedroom gets kind of dicey because then, you know, if it's on the nightstand, then it's kind of fair game. So you got to get more creative.
Anytime, like, my whole family is home, like, my youngest sister's home from college and stuff, everybody has to hide their food from each other. Like, everyone's doing it. But then I always forget that I hid something in the first place. Like, it's not that I forget where I hid it. It's just like, oh, I forgot I bought myself, like, a bag of Cheetos and I hid it.
Really?
And then I just find it, like, a month later and it's bad.
And you'll still eat it.
Amy
does this at work because she's, like, the snack queen. Yep. She brings all the snacks in for everybody. Mm-hmm. She... In the cafe thing where they can, you know, buy that, she buys all, as soon as they stock it, every bag of Cheetos, she'll buy it all and just like stock them away. So people are constantly, I hear them in the cafe, like, man, there's never Cheetos in here. It's because AB's like watching them.
Don't out me.
314-531-9898. Is there a food that you have to hide from the rest of the family? What food is it? And where's your secret stash at? You could change your name, so you're like, don't reveal where my secret stash is. We're commercial free on Y98. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and we're outing Kevin, who's been stealing or hiding away snacks from basically everyone in his family, but specifically his son. He's got a teenage boy, and man, they will eat anything in the house. Kevin can't get some chocolate away from him.
And, you know, I can buy different types of chocolate. And eventually I'm going to have to buy, you know, that baker's chocolate that nobody wants to eat at all. And I'm like, well, it's the only chocolate I got.
If you think your strategy is that they won't eat it, that is a bad strategy,
right,
Kevin. You got to have a different
strategy. Kids will eat anything.
Yeah. I got to find a hiding place.
Kristen can relate. You got four different hiding spots because you got two different boys, huh?
I do, yes.
Where are your hiding spots at?
One's in our bedroom and our dresser drawer. Mm. And then the other one is above the stove in the kitchen. And then one's in my jewelry box because I have a big jewelry box.
That's funny.
And then, of course, underneath our bed because my kids are like snackaholics, and if they get their hands on them, they'll be gone in seconds.
I love how it's like, I love how it's like all in the bedrooms. Like, what did mom and dad doing in there? Oh, and then you walk in like, oh, just snacking.
Eating donuts, that's what they're doing.
Well, the worst part, I would have to say, is whenever you get woke up at 1:30 to 3:30 in the morning with kids tiptoeing into your bedroom. And tried to crack open the snack drawer. That's the worst part.
No.
Because,
you know, oh, yeah.
It's little. Yep. It's literally like the Hunger Games for you guys.
Yeah.
It's like the Hunger Games, yep.
Man, you guys are like really just everyone's out for themselves, sneaking around to try to get at other people's. Yep. Like, so you can see them rolling around doing army crawls into each other's rooms.
They're hoping they made friends on the outside to bring them extra food.
Yeah.
Listen, I woke up to the door being cracked open and nobody standing there, and I'm like, wait, I hear breathing, and they're literally on the floor.
Just give me those gummy worms, Mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilarious. Kristen. Thank you so much.
It's funny.
Thank you so much.
But they do know, don't touch the last one. The last one's always bad.
That's funny. Oh, yeah. We'll steal it, but like, if there's one left, all right, fine. I don't know. We don't want to get
to that. If you do that, that's below the belt.
Yeah.
There's rules to this war, okay? Nancy, what is something that, where do you hide your snacks?
I usually do the underwear drawer because nobody's going in there.
Creep if you go in there.
Like, what are you doing in my underwear drawer? Looking for a snack. Inappropriate. Dawn, what's your tactic with trying to hide some snacks?
So y'all are saying, like, the kiddos, which I have two teenagers, will go for anything. Not necessarily. I have an empty bag of frozen vegetables that I had my candy, like especially chocolate in. Like, they're not going to go for carrots and peas in the freezer.
That's brilliant.
A decoy bag.
Decoy.
That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. The fact that you legit have a decoy bag takes you to the next level.
Yeah.
That's someone who takes snacking serious. Kevin, get on your game.
I know.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we are commercial free still. Let's do a little keep it moving. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock because we know you're busy. I'll look at the headlines and then handle either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, we were just talking about the Friends reunion and 30th anniversary. Well, people have released what character you are based off your zodiac sign.
Oh, that's super interesting.
All right, give me your zodiac sign, Hannah.
I'm a Libra.
Libra. You're Ross.
Okay. Oh,
you're Ross.
Pivot.
God, what are you, Kevin?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. You're Janice. The woman with the super annoying laugh, they said.
They ran out of 12.
That's terrible.
AB, what's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. Joey! Everyone wants to be Joey. He's everyone's favorite.
Everybody, I don't watch Friends, so I don't even really know what that means. You want to be Joey.
Yeah, everyone wants to be Joey.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm Scorpio. I'm Gunther.
Oh, hey.
That's not bad.
No, Gunther's the worst.
Gunther's fine.
I'm Janice.
Okay, yeah, that's true. All right. What is the best time of the day to shave your legs?
Oh, I need to know. When?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, the critical component of the blood that allows it to clot when you cut yourself. This is like when it's the highest.
Oh,
so it's
boy.
8 o'clock in the morning. That's when you want to shave your legs.
Well, then you go all day with the chance of getting cold, and then goosebumps mm-hmm. will happen, and the hair will grow back faster. I'm a big advocate for shaving at night, but okay.
Please just don't start shaving at 8 o'clock in the morning. Like right now, like all of a sudden you guys just start shaving. Like, it's 8 a.m. This is the best time to shave.
Let's go.
New term for Tox's bosses called glossing.
You know, I can't keep up with all the terms. Keep it moving.
Has reality TV finally gone too far?
With what?
60% of people say yes. They believe a reality TV has gone too far, profiting off people's pain. A new survey of over 2,000 people said the one that actually broke the straw that broke the camel's back was the season 21 of the Bachelor finale, where they made her rewatch her engagement breakup on live TV. They're like, guys, this is just getting more and more extreme, and they just don't like it. They feel like it's just too much.
Yeah, I'm watching Love Island right now, and I'm on the episode where Kaylor has to watch Aaron cheat on her, and that's pretty bad. I understand how it's kind of going too far.
Stop watching Love Island.
I can't. I'm addicted.
Oh, no.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Serious question. What are you sleeping? 314-531-9898. And is there anyone out there listening whose husband, or if you're a guy, that actually sleeps in like PJs, like pajamas, like has designated ones? I feel like that's not something guys do. 314-531-9898. This conversation kind of spun off because of yesterday we were doing Homecoming Spirit Week. We all did Roll Out of Bed Day, and most of us brought in some either funny or cute PJs. And I'm like, people don't actually sleep in anything that's cute or funny. They're just like regular, like most, like all guys do boxers.
Right.
My wife like tried to shame me. She's like, you, because I sleep in shorts and a t-shirt. And she's like, you know, if you were an adult, you would actually have like adult PJs. I'm like, no, I feel like kids sleep in PJs and like onesies. Adults, that's a guy sleeping. They sleep in shorts and a t-shirt or boxers. Is that right. What you sleep in, Kev?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We bought like one Christmas matching pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do that for
to
Christmas.
To be clever and cute and all that stuff. And I couldn't sleep in them.
You took them off instead.
Yeah,
like you couldn't
I'll,
even, like,
I'll put them on when we go through the photos, but I'm not sleeping in those. Yeah, I'm a total boxer guy. That's
yeah.
it.
What do you sleep even, Hannah?
I always sleep in my polka dot robe that I wore
yesterday.
You
sleep in a robe?
I know. It's like a blanket. It's like a wraparound blanket. I love my robe. I wear it everywhere.
Maybe you're someone who would have like designated PJs. Do you have like a set?
I have a couple sets that I will wear, and I mean they have to be really comfortable, but normally I just sleep in like a big t-shirt and like sweatshirt.
That's what yeah. I feel like is the most common thing. I'm curious if it what people actually sleep in, because then we all started sharing what we actually sleep in, and like it was so interesting. You know what nobody does that everyone claims then they want to do is sleep naked. Nobody sleeps
my
naked.
Sister does.
No,
I don't,
I don't believe
you will
it.
Walk in there and she's fully in the nude.
Like, just fully nude.
Yes.
Why?
No way.
One's ever slept naked and felt comfortable.
Right.
Why? I bet we can't find anyone who sleeps in the nude. How? And I don't believe, although she did call in and had like a really cool sister. She is mm-hmm. your cool sister.
Yeah.
So maybe she is.
So cool she sleeps naked.
Yeah. All right. What do you sleep in? Does anyone have like full-on PJs? Is there any like grown men that actually have it? You have a set? Or you're just like, no, big comfy t-shirt. Doesn't everyone do it? What do you wear? 314-531-9898. And I'm curious if it changes once you're married or not. Mm. Like all of a sudden, you went from cute PJs to like big comfy shorts. Mm-hmm. We're going crazy for Homecoming Spirit Week. You can see us in our decades outfits, in the 80s outfits and jump track suits and poodle skirts. Check it out on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. You can also see Roll Out of Bed Day on our Instagram as well. And that's what started the conversation. Like, what do you actually sleep in? Because like, if you look at us in our pajamas, people felt like my sock puppet onesie was like too sexy for work. And I'm like, yeah, if I wore that to bed every single night, my wife just wouldn't be able to contain herself. So I can't wear the sock puppet
for
onesie
sure.
to bed.
Right.
Because then it just, you know,
escalates.
Escalates. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how anyone sleeps in a onesie anyways. It's so hot. So what do you actually sleep in at night? 314-531-9898. Kayla, what's it for you?
So what I sleep in is a long sleeve shirt, has to happen every single night, but then to level out the hotness, because if not I'll overheat,
yeah.
is biker shorts.
Really?
And if I have like a long sleeve, or you know, like if I have pants on, then I'll just get hot, but I'm like,
aren't biker shorts person. Tight?
I know yeah. what I'm saying, they're kind of tight though, right? Do you go for like runs in the middle of your sleep?
You would think so, but like I normally like throughout the day, I wear like leggings and biker shorts anyway. So it just, I don't know. I guess it's just like
you're just comfortable in them.
Habit. Yeah, you feel
yeah,
comfy
yeah.
in them. I always wonder that about like women in leggings. Like for a guy, like women are always like leggings are so comfy. I'm like nothing about that looks comfortable.
My
you
sister
gotta find
used
the right
to,
pair.
Yeah, my sister used to sleep in leggings because we had a uniform in high school. She would sleep in her full uniform, leggings,
oh,
skirt,
so she
polo.
She didn't have to worry about getting dressed in the
yep.
morning.
I've heard
wow.
people do that too. Is anyone yeah. out there listening that actually just like gets their outfit ready? So like I just want to sleep an extra 20 minutes and I don't have to even get ready. Jen, what do you sleep in?
Nothing but panties.
Nothing but panties.
So you have the top off? Like, is this the pant? Like, why not fully nude? Why we keep the underwear on, but we got to be topless?
You know, I don't know. I guess it's a comfort thing, but I can't stand having wrinkles underneath me. So like a t-shirt, it bunches up underneath you and it gets all uncomfortable. I can't stand it. So no top, just panties. That's it.
All right.
And I sleep hot.
You know, that actually makes a lot of sense.
I know. There was a good choice because I do, like, I have a big baggy shirt, and one of the things is when it starts to ride up on me in the middle of the night, it will wake me up, and I have to, like, pull the shirt down. So, yeah, that's a good point, Jen. Thank you so much for your, you know, wisdom on how to sleep in panties. Robin, what are you sleeping?
So, I start off in shorts and a t-shirt, but due to the blessings of menopause, I usually wake up naked.
It
It's funny. It's funny because sometimes I'll get hot too, to like have to take my shirt off, or mm-hmm. if it's bunching right. up and stuff like that. And my son, still, he's three, comes and gets me in the middle of the night a lot. He'd be like, "You got hot again, huh, Dad?" But that's a funny. But I'm not going through menopause. That seems terrible.
Right.
It's a horrible experience that they never prepared us for.
Our condolences, Robin.
Yeah. And rest in peace to those clothes too. Victoria, you sleep in the nude, huh?
Yeah, me and hubby both. No, we got nothing going on, Lauren. We're in bed.
You're both naked.
Wow.
You don't have kids yet, do you?
No, we don't have kids. We're both 25. No menopause. But yeah, neither of us like we have some sensory issues, so we don't like things getting crumbled up under us or being too constricted. So we just. We just don't wear anything.
I bet your husband said the same thing. I agree with you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I hate bunched up.
I just love it. Yeah,
aren't wrinkles the worst? Take it off, baby.
He like bought like the most uncomfortable sheets ever. He's like, oh yeah, these are my favorite sheets. I have to sleep with these sheets. Oh, doesn't it feel weird with clothes on with these sheets, honey? We should both sleep naked. What a genius.
Well, so that's the thing. We don't even use sheets. Like, we just use one blanket.
What?
Whoa. Yeah, like that's the honeymoon
either a
stage.
Or like a comforter. We're getting ready to celebrate 3 years, so
it's working.
But
I'm gonna tell my wife that too.
Exactly.
Hey, new theory.
If the onesie sock puppet thing doesn't work, how about we just do this one blanket, no sheet thing? I heard it's really working out.
Better for your back.
Yeah, it's better for your back.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call. We're still commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Thank you for listening on Y98 St. Louis. Honestly, thank you so much for starting your day with us every single day on the Brett Maga Show. A way to show our appreciation is you just download the Odyssey app, and while we're commercial free for that hour, you listen, and then you're automatically in and qualified for a trip to see Sabrina Carpenter in LA for you and your three friends. It's really cool. So just download the Odyssey app, listen to Y98 for 60 minutes, instantly qualifies you for that awesome trip. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
At 8:35, we're all going to try to crack the code of Lady Gaga's recent, like, cryptic Instagram post.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby.
Lady Gaga has been quite busy, and she's been having quite the time stirring the pot and leaving her fans at the edge of their seats, because she's been posting on Instagram every single day since Saturday with these almost like weird cryptic messages. So she posts them. They're like all different colored blocks, and each block shares a different message. The first one said, "I'm ready for my interview." The second one said, "Don't tell me what to wear." And then starting on the third one, all the messages were revealed with audio. Like, this one had the writing, "No duct tape, no mission." And then it had this audio attached to it. And then here's another piece of audio that I think is kind of hinting towards what this actually is.
So I think people are confused because she's got multiple things in the works.
Right.
She has the Joker 2 coming out, and she has the album coming out.
Yeah, so her album, we know for sure, is going to be released in February. So people are kind of like, whoa. Okay, what is this? But I think that last piece of audio that we heard that was kind of like, sounds like it's like super villainy, like superhero.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like the Joker, which is what we know she's going to be in. So I think she's going to be releasing an album just about the Joker movie.
Well, I think, like, she'll be heavily featured on The Joker. Do you think more singles? Because we have this, like, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Die With A Smile, which is so good.
Yeah.
And you think there's going to be, like, a ton of music with it?
I do,
a couple of singles?
We've heard it's a musical, or primarily a musical. There's a lot of singing in the movie, so.
Yeah, we don't really know what this is, and fans are like, wait, is this what's coming in February? But It says something about October.
I'm assuming it's going to be more music from The Joker, and whether they're songs from the actual movie or background music that plays throughout it or whatever it is, we're going to get a lot of music from Gaga. I think the biggest thing is, will her sound be anything close to what we're hearing? Because this doesn't... I'm thinking we're going to get pop Gaga. This seems like Joker Gaga.
what is Joker Gaga?
Like darker and mysterious and deep. But I feel like we're going to get some cool, fun beats from Gaga in February. I feel like whatever this is going to have that Joker. Because that movie was dark. And I feel like these songs are going to be dark. I feel like even Die With a Smile is kind of dark.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm really interested. And she's done a really good job teasing this and making people interested. Yeah. Because now I'm like interested in the Joker movie even because of all these teases that have been coming out. You can check them out. We actually just reposted them on the Brett Megas Show if you want to tap in there.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh, yeah. It's time to go.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, for good news, bad news, I'll tell you the good part of the story. Then the story always takes a twist and ends badly. And Hannah, I chose this story specifically for you. Mm. On Friday, you missed the show because you had to go to urgent care because your cold had gotten so bad, your upper respiratory infection. Same thing happened to this guy. But this man's cold and runny nose finally stopped. Kind of like you. What could go wrong for you or this man?
Well, his flu or whatever finally stopped, and then he got it again right after, and it was so bad that he died.
He died.
Yeah.
So, you could be dying? You could be dead next?
I hope not, but it could.
That's what I was thinking. I think it suddenly stopped because he suddenly stopped.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
His nose
stopped running because his whole internal cycle stopped.
Right.
Nope, something else is running. He's running.
Hmm.
I'll explain what that means at 8:48, but watch out, Hannah.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, let's tell you the bad part of the story, because I just got done telling you the good part of the story, but it can never just stay good for good news, bad news. The good part of the story is kind of like Hannah. Had some cold-like symptoms, runny nose, wasn't feeling good, so wanted him to go get it checked out. And much like you, it stopped. And it's because they found out it wasn't just a runny nose, Hannah. This man's brain was poking out and he was leaking.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. He thought it was just a regular runny nose, but the leakage actually was like
brain juice.
Brain juice, basically. A clear fluid that protects the brain and spine that it is actually brain is like hemorrhaged outside of the skull.
Oh my God.
He didn't know. And that's why he wasn't feeling good. He was kind of dizzy, like, oh, man. Yeah. And it was running through his nose, and it was just a leaky nose. It wasn't, like, crazy, but the doctor said immediately operate and diagnosed him and were able to fix it and save him. But
that's why. I'm going to turn off my mic because I'm gagging. Yeah. This is so disgusting.
So next time you have a runny nose, just make sure your brain's not leaking.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Crazy story. Everyone during cold season is like, thanks. Now that's what I have to worry about.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.